It's time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Shaylee Peters, and this week our guest is Bob Delsing. He's your board chair and District 1 director. Bob, we're going to get an update from you. How are things looking for you in your part of the state up there in northwest Nebraska?
I think the crop is probably right where it needs to be this time of year. Like you said, the frost kind of hurt us, set us back, but it was early and growing point wasn't out of the ground, so it's mostly green now. If you walk out through it, it's still got some brown top leaves and stuff, but it's growing out of it, and it's in about the fourth leaf stage. It's starting to shoot up another stem in there, more stem, so we could use some moisture. We're had close to 90 yesterday, and it's in the 80s today, but we got a good chance of rain this evening and over the weekend, so hope it happens.
You mentioned that freeze, and I'm glad to hear that you're coming out of it. I know it's been kind of a headache for some producers getting that late season freeze. As you look out into kind of the rest of your growing season, which is rapidly approaching, this is a real critical time of year. How are you feeling, I guess, about the rest of this growing season?
Yep, it is. Who knows what we're in for? The way this market jumps around and stuff, it looks like it should be better than prices, a little better at harvest time than they were a year ago. And as far as quality of the wheat where it stands right now, there's some good-looking wheat in my district in the northwest panhandle. And there's some that had a little wind erosion, and then some that probably needed replanted last fall. We got a heavy rain right after some of it was seeded and it didn't come through. But all in all, I think the wheat crops here is just the prices we don't know about, as usual.
And then, Bob, as you visit with producers, whether it be in your area or even across the state and beyond, any other concerns or encouragements coming from them?
No, they're, I think everybody's about the same boat, just at odds of what to do and how to make a buck anymore. So a lot of wheat being sprayed right now for broadleaf weeds and top dress with fertilizer and fungicide and stuff. But you see a lot of activity here in the last 4 or 5 days.
All right. Thanks so much, Bob Delsing, our guest again this week, board chair and District 1 director for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board.